Plans to bring a luxury hotel to the Mile End are closer than ever to being realized. On Thursday, Montreal's Public Consultation Office, the OCPM, released its report on the redevelopment of the Van Horn Warehouse, the seven-story industrial building whose iconic water tower divides the Mile End from the Mile X. The OCPM say they found the project has more, quote, social acceptability due to fewer planned changes to the building's facade and the inclusion of affordable artist space in the redevelopment plans. But not everyone is getting behind the project. CKUT reached out to folks working in arts and community who see the hotel as a missed opportunity and a harbinger of things to come.
It feels like the nail in the coffin, like to speak in terms of emotions.
This is Kai Brooks. They know that strip of Van Horn pretty well as a founding member of La Plante, a DIY venue and artist collective that used to host shows at Van Horn and Waverly until closing down during the pandemic.
The whole strip along Van Horn has changed a lot since I first moved into that area. We knew a lot of the neighbors there when I first moved in, and some of those original neighbors are still there, but there's been a lot of change, some of it in a more corporate direction.
Brooks worries the hotel will further gentrify an area that's already seeing a rise in luxury condos and retail.
I think the idea of like a mall and luxury hotel is just like so out of character with that strip, and it's such a like transparent grab for like some sort of like, I don't know, idea of the Mile End as like a little playground for people rather than kind of a historically rooted neighborhood.
The new plans for One Van Horn set aside at least 25% of the original building for affordable artist space to be managed by NGO Atelier Belleville if the project can secure the funding. Now, Brooks hopes that some of the space will house musicians who've long been drawn to that strip for a simple reason.
It's possible to make noise because of being on the train tracks. Like, it's very challenging for musicians to find space where they can make noise in this city. And you get this whole like huge population of music spaces that occurs along the train tracks in Montreal, specifically because it's possible to make noise without pissing off your neighbors so much. And so like, I hope that they make some space for musicians in that building.
But others I spoke to are even less hopeful about the project's arts component.
It's art washing and it's absolutely terrible.
Louis Ristelli has been a neighbor of One Van Horn for the past 20 years. He says he bikes or walks by the building practically every day. He runs ARC MTL, an archive of local arts and culture, out of another industrial building just a block away on Beaubien.
Everybody thinks it's the future, it's the internet, nobody needs this kind of space anymore. It should be a hotel, it should be housing, it should be tech companies. And unfortunately, no one seems to have ever gotten that message, that deindustrialization, removing industrial buildings, it removes stuff that the cultural industries need, the creators, writers, musicians, publishers, printers. There's still a lot that gets done in buildings like this.
He says that building is an example of what One Van Horn could be in the hands of the local community.
They could give up the hotel thing, sell it back to the city, and let the artists move in there and say, oh, I could do this with this space, I could do that with that space. What they're proposing is spending tens of millions of dollars in 7 or 8 years, gutting it completely, rebuilding spaces.
For Estelle, the problem isn't the OCPM. It's the fact that the project has gotten this far. He wishes that the borough turned to the community when the building last went on the market.
This property developer spent millions of bucks, bought it, and now they all feel like they owe him something. It's like, well, he was led to believe that he could build a hotel there, so who are we to say no? But, I mean, that's very anti-democratic.
Anaïs Elie-Martel of the Borough's Community Development Corporation agrees.
La ville a quand même des outils à sa disposition pour obliger les promoteurs parce que ça va demander des changements de réglementation.
The city has tools at its disposal to make the promoter make changes, because the hotel project requires a lot of regulatory changes at all levels to go through. For the city to give a developer this privilege, for us, it's necessary that the city demand something in return that's going to benefit the population, the environment, the collective. Although the OCPM makes some demands that will benefit citizens, we're not convinced that these gains are big enough to make up for what we're losing in terms of heritage. The City of Montreal will vote on the OCPM's recommendations later this month. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel for the Local Journalism Initiative.